Jack Grace Kelly på Ender i Sveriges hissation. Nummer ett innan det hörde du Nelly. Och så Hello Goodbye, Here in Your Arms. En av mina favoritlåtar den här våren. Det vet du, den har legat på min topp tre lista i min iPod på energy.se hur länge som helst. Och igår, då fick jag snacka med First Klein som sjunger, skriver och spelar gitarr i Hello Goodbye. Han satt i London, jag ringde upp honom. Och eftersom man inte vet så mycket om det här bandet, eftersom de är rätt nya, så bad jag honom börja med att helt enkelt berätta lite om Hello Goodbye.
Oh man, what would I say?
Start from the very beginning.
I guess started the band in high school. It was just a hobby and we had no plans of doing anything with it other than just kind of playing shows on the weekends with our friends and stuff.
And then what happened?
Then we just kept doing that and it picked up. We played more shows on more weekends.
I heard there was someone who actually picked your songs up and gave it to a record company. Is that true?
Well, there was a mutual friend, friend of ours who was friends with people at Drive-Thru Records.
Uh-huh.
He, told them that they should check it out and they went and checked it out and gave me a call and that's how we got hooked up with Drive-Thru.
It's like 6 years ago that you actually started the band.
Yeah, about now, I guess.
And you released your first full-length album last year in the US.
Yeah, we're not very driven.
Zombies, aliens, vampires and dinosaurs. What does that title really mean?
There was no this sums up the album, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was having trouble trying to come up with a name. So it doesn't mean anything. It's not in reference to anything.
That's brilliant. You just picked a few words and put them together and say, oh, that's a good title.
Yeah, it sounds silly.
So how would you categorize your music? Because some say it's rock, some say it's pop, some say it's emo. How would you categorize it?
I like funk rock. Not like rock funk or like funk rock, but like funk rock.
Funk rock. That's that's important. So your record is due to be released here August 15th. So people have actually just heard the first single.
Cool.
But they don't know you. So I thought I have some quick questions so we can get to know you better. And don't think now for us. Just answer the first thing that comes to mind, okay?
Okay.
Up for it?
I got it.
Och alldeles strax får du svaren på snabbfrågorna. First Klein, sångare i Hello Goodbye alltså. Vad vet han egentligen om Sverige? Hur blir han när han blir full? Och hur lyder Hello Goodbyes drömlöf? Musik blir det också från bland annat Danny Timbaland och The Freya på Energy. Det här är Mikaela Daville på Energy Sveriges station nummer ett och du ska få höra fortsättningen på intervjun med First Klein, sångare, låtskrivare och gitarrist i Hello Goodbye. Jag hade ju ett gäng snabb frågor till honom och jag sa till Forrest att tänk inte nu bara utan svara det första som kommer upp i huvudet. Och första frågan var förstås, vad är skämmigaste skivan i skivsamlingen där hemma?
You know, see, I don't believe in that.
Oh, bullshit. You know, if you bring a girl home and she starts going through your records, and you must be some record that you think like, oh God, I hope she doesn't see that.
Maybe like something that I didn't want to have, like some old pop punk or something.
So what's the nicest compliment anyone has ever given you?
Somebody said I had British humor, but that's pretty
that
bad.
Is a compliment. In Sweden it's a compliment because we have the same humor.
In America nobody thinks British people are funny.
That's because you're not. So first, what do you like when you're drunk?
I don't drink.
You don't?
Don't get pissed with the mates.
Fashion you never want to see again.
The 80s thing was like coming back. Nobody liked that. That was not a good thing, probably.
You don't like the neon and...
Well, yeah, I like bright colors, but it's like the girls' 80s clothes that's the worst. The guys' 80s clothes wasn't that bad, but when the girls dress that way with like the leggings and stuff, it's awful.
Oh, you think? I'm standing here with my leggings.
You're not wearing your leggings. I can tell by the phone.
So do you have any hidden talents?
I could clap with one hand.
Clap with one hand? Do that over the phone, please.
Okay.
I don't know whether you're doing with two hands.
Well,
you might, you could be cheating.
You wouldn't even know.
Oh, fuck. So what do you know about Sweden?
What do I know about Sweden? I know that Refuse is from there. I know that I like Swedish berries, the candy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
That was quite limited.
Yeah.
So finally, what headline would you like to read about Hello Goodbye? A dream headline.
Not gay.
Do people think you are?
Yeah, lots of times.
Do you give people that impression?
I don't know. I don't know. So there was We had to answer fan questions, like fan submitted questions the other day. And one girl asked, "How does specifically me, by the way, how does Forrest, not just the whole band, but how does Forrest feel about having a huge gay following?" And I don't know if she meant how do I feel about the band having a huge gay following, or how do I feel about me personally having a huge gay following.
And what was your answer?
Yeah, I'm cool with it. But then the other question was, how do you feel about the implied gay relationship between band members? And I'd be like, what? It's clearly implied, I guess. Obviously, we're implying something.
Obviously, you are.
Yeah. You know, with all the songs that are about, like, girls and stuff, we're obviously implying...
You must be gay. Something. That's so gay, singing about women.
Yeah, exactly. Fat bottom girls and stuff.
Brilliant, Forrester. Thank you ever so much for speaking to me. I hope you come to Sweden now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm counting on that. Your album is due to be released here August 15th.
All right.
So by then, be here.
Okay.
See you then.
All right, thank you very much.